instead of trying to sound super smart, just sound relatable. Just explain the things in the language of your perfect listener. If you are speaking at a very high level, you need to understand that the only person that's probably listening to that is somebody who's experienced.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
If you were around for the last solo episode that I did, I think it was episode number 102. This should be episode 104, as long as my team is putting them where they go. 102 was me talking about some mistakes that I had made in life, and what I was focusing on was the wrong stuff, and it ended up kind of making me miserable, fat. I felt like I wasn't a good dad. I didn't have a strong relationship with my kids. And in episode 102, I shared a few things that helped me to be able to overcome that. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't heard that yourself, or if you can think of somebody who might benefit from an episode like that, feel free to go and listen to 102 or share 102 with a friend. In this episode today, I want to talk a little bit about what I did wrong when launching my podcast. And there's just a couple of short takeaways that I want to share with you. What I did wrong launching my podcast, how I helped a couple of other people, what they did differently that had them succeed. And I also want to share a little bit about why I even started our podcast company where we support other podcasters. Kind of where that came from is actually the mistakes that I made. And so that's where I'm going to start right now. When I launched a podcast, the biggest issue that I did is ready, fire, aim. The biggest number one thing that you could point to is that I did ready, fire, aim instead of ready, aim, fire, which means that I just decided to launch the podcast without really spending enough time and attention to make sure that the show was going to be a good show, that it was going to be serving the right person, that I even knew who that right person was. Who did I want to serve? I never really fully grasped that. This was a real estate investing podcast called Creative Real Estate Podcast. I sold it a couple of years ago and really glad that I was able to offload that onto somebody else who would be a better fit for the Creative Real Estate Podcast. So when I say that I did ready, fire, aim versus ready, aim, fire, that basically means that I didn't spend enough time doing my reconnaissance. I didn't spend enough time understanding how I was going to be different from other people. I didn't really understand my avatar. And it made me make other mistakes. Okay. Because I just decided to have a podcast, here's a few of the additional mistakes that I made on top of it as a result. Number one is the title of the podcast was called Creative Real Estate Podcast. And really what I wanted to have happen was I was hoping to attract a lot of private capital for my real estate deals. I had run out of my money. I had already invested my money. And I thought what would be best is if I could put out lots of good content and other people that also want to do what I'm discussing on this podcast will be able to learn and grow and might be able to just reach out to me and say, hey, Adam, here's $100,000. I want you to invest it into something that you're doing. And I could be on the general partnership as more of like a, I could be on the equity partnership, but more of a limited partner. And so I started the podcast and that didn't really happen. Even after I got tons and tons and tons of listeners, it still wasn't happening as much as I wanted or expected. And the whole reason why is because I called it the wrong thing. And if you can just think about this with me, whatever it is that you are doing to start your podcast, or if you're going to rebrand your podcast, or if your friend is about to start a podcast, get real serious about this one thing. Understand who do I want to attract and how do you do that throughout the messaging from beginning to end. I'm talking the colors that you use should attract that exact person. The language that you use should attract that exact person. The title that you use should attract that person. And when you heard me say, I wanted many different people saying, I've got $100,000, I've got $1 million of liquid available capital that I want to be placing with somebody else, they weren't coming to my podcast. They weren't searching for, how do I get rid of my $1 million? How do I invest my 100,000 passively? And then they decide to go to the podcast called Creative Real Estate Podcast. If you think about it, the Creative Real Estate Podcast was attracting people that had no money. To be honest, I was helping people, the content that I shared, the people that I brought on my podcast and asked them questions. They were my guests on the show. I was bringing on people that were operating deals and being able to do lots of real estate without money. The questions that I asked was, what's your most creative deal? Were you able to do a nothing down deal? So I was adding a ton of value to those who were going into the real estate without lots of capital, instead of attracting the right person. So all sorts of stuff. I had the wrong title. Oh, here's another mistake. I edited my podcast myself. I edited like 300 episodes by myself. That podcast probably has around 600 published episodes now. But before I offloaded my editing to somebody else, I was editing it myself. And that took a lot longer to do. The next one, again, this is ready, fire, aim. I didn't spend enough time to find out how I'm going to achieve all of these things. So I edited it myself. The next thing is, I remember expecting that because I had a podcast that Apple would, I don't know why I thought of this, because like right now I'm going to say it and it sounds almost laughable, but this is kind of what I had in my mind. I'm thinking, Adam Adams is going to start a podcast. And yeah, I probably always talk about myself in third person like that. But I was thinking, okay, Adam Adams is going to have a podcast. So this is probably what Apple's going to do. Apple Podcast is probably going to say, holy cow, do you realize, and talking to themselves, do you realize that Adam Adams just launched a show? Oh my gosh, he did? Yeah, he did. It's going to be so famous. It's going to be so popular. Adam's coming from the right place. He has a good heart. And so what we need to do now is, we need to publish this everywhere, and we need to promote Adam's podcast for him so that everybody can see what good of a job he's doing. And so I decided that I didn't need to do any marketing. I didn't need to tell anybody about my podcast because Apple was going to do that for me. How stupid was I? I expected 1 million listeners overnight because Apple would be so grateful that I finally started my podcast, that they would do all of the work until I had a crazy successful show. And it didn't work like that either. I learned later that I had to do the work for marketing. I had to tell people. I did paid marketing on Facebook. I did organic social media posts. I called people and I let them know, hey, did you know that I started a podcast? If you wouldn't mind, I'd love a couple of people that I trust to leave a rating or a review after listening to one or two episodes. Would you be willing to do that? And getting friends to start adding value. So I made a ton of mistakes. What is it that everybody always talks about, the millennials? What is that thing? Entitlementia? So I actually felt entitled. I felt entitled. I felt I have a great podcast. I'm coming from the right place. So I'm entitled. God will provide for me. The universe will provide for me. Apple Podcasts will provide for me. Just because I'm recording episodes means everything else is going to be solved. And that's just not the case. God loves you. The universe loves you, regardless of what your beliefs are. Apple is indifferent from you. They don't care either way. But here's the thing. Wake up and realize that you've got to put in the work, not just to record the episode, but you've got to either pay somebody to market your show, or you've got to do the marketing yourself. So that's a lot of what I had learned. And as I started helping other people with their podcast, and I might have mentioned this before. You might have heard part of this story before. I recall having a few friends that were starting podcasts after I had started my podcast, and they would come up to me, or they would call me, or I would see them at a conference in the space. It was real estate that I was doing at the time. I still have some real estate, but I'm focused on this podcast company. I want to help other podcasters. Started out just by helping people for free because my real estate was going really well, and I wasn't trying to consult to teach people how to podcast. I just wanted to help people invest in real estate at the time. And so I was focusing on it. I worked on it, and I remember helping a couple of friends. I didn't want to get paid to do it because I wanted it to be friend to friend, right? So I did that. I sat down with people. I let them know, hey, make sure you're using the right colors to attract your avatar. Make sure your title actually works to attract your avatar. And most people's doesn't. Mine didn't. And I start thinking, like, who do you want to attract? And then I'm like, let's title it that. For example, one of the people, well, I don't want to use like the actual name in case he's going to be upset that I'm talking about his podcast. So I'm just going to pretend that you are a life coach. You are a life coach, and the type of person that you typically work with, your most common like person as a life coach, let's just pretend it's an entrepreneur who's been struggling as an entrepreneur for like about 2 years. They made it through their first year. They are making some income. They have some credibility, but they're still really struggling and they haven't built a team out enough. And so you could help people as a life coach to like go back to episode 102, how I lost over 50 pounds, how I was ignoring and resenting my children. And if you haven't listened to episode 102, go and check it out. I got vulnerable, I got honest, and I shared with you some of my deepest things that I regret. And in part, it was focusing not enough on my family and my health versus the amount that I've poured into my business at the time. And so maybe you're a life coach and you've got somebody exactly like that. And you want to put like, have your cake and eat it too. You want somebody who's like, I can make money and be a good dad at the same time. And so that's what you want to share. Maybe you title it. Other life coaches might title it something like this: how to find a life coach. And that's fine. That's good. That's better than most. Or they might title it 5 ways to be a better dad while still running your business, or 5 ways to run a business on autopilot so that you can have time freedom, or something like that. These are the ways that you got to be thinking about titling episodes, titling your whole podcast, is how am I going to have that one person know that this is the podcast for them? They shouldn't be listening to any other podcast. And so I started helping people do that. And I did it for free for a long time, just for my friends only. And then I decided I'm going to officially launch my company. And so we are called Grow Your Show. It attracts the exact right person that could benefit from it. And the podcast on podcasting is the podcast that we have incorporated as support to help other people for free and let them know exactly what we do in our business. And it's been a remarkable win-win, and I've really enjoyed it. If you listen to episode 100, I mentioned 102 as well, but if you go back to episode 100, it's just me like sharing how grateful I am that the podcast got to 100 episodes, that it's affecting the company, and we're bringing in revenue of 6 figures a month. And it's just been a fun ride, and it's all working through the podcast. It's all like in conjunction with each other. If there's anything we can do to support you or to help you, please feel free to reach out. But I will end this episode with those takeaways that I have already mentioned. 1, I don't want you editing your own podcast. 2, I want you to go ready, aim, fire. Spend the extra time to aim before you fire. 3, make sure you identify your avatar, understand who they are, what they need, and everything else should be working through to support that avatar. that person should know exactly why is this the best podcast for them. You should be adding value to them. And something that I hadn't yet mentioned in this episode, but another great takeaway for you, is being sure that in order to add value to your avatar, that you're having the right types of people as guests on your show. Some people, they understand that it's not always easy to get guests or find guests. There are easy parts to it. There are simple parts to it, but it's not always easy. It's a little bit of work to get your guests on. But what you need to take away is, should you just have any guest? And if the answer is no, you want to be more specific on who you have on your show, then who is that? Is it somebody who also serves your avatar? Is it somebody who has done exactly what you do? Is it your direct competition? Is it somebody who has been there and done that through the beginning and they resonate with your avatar? All of these things are great to be considered. And I'll let you know who I have usually as guests on this show. Generally, I want to have half of my episodes, these are all the odd numbers, where I have a guest on the show who is a podcaster. Because I'd like you to hear from them. I'd like you to be connected, get the reason why they started, what they've done well, what they've done poorly, so that you can learn through their experience. Instead of having just famous podcasters, I have a combination of podcasters that got famous, podcasters that are barely into their journey and have learned a few things, and anywhere in between, because I want you to be able to see on all sides of that. And then I want you to make sure that you're asking the right freaking questions to your guest. And so this will be the last thing to share. You've got to ask the right questions to your guest. So you've got this guest, they've spent all this time to be with you. You've learned that they are the right guest, but maybe the questions that you're asking only support you. Or maybe the questions that you're asking only support somebody who has tons of experience or has no experience. But the person you want working with you has the opposite of that. For example, you're asking somebody basic questions, but you want to work with somebody who's next level. You're already not serving your avatar, or vice versa. Your business directly supports people that are brand new into your industry, but the questions that you're asking are high level questions for people that have been doing this for a long time and already have some experience. One way to illustrate that is if you're using all of these certain terminology that only somebody really experienced would understand. If we can go back to real estate investing, there are things in real estate investing called ROI, IRR, and all these other acronyms. And not everybody knows what they are right off the bat. You may not have heard of them since this isn't a podcast on that. But just can you imagine if all I did was use these three-letter things, MBR, TDM, LKJ, the 5R process, and you have not heard of any of this stuff, you probably are already thinking, this is not the right podcast for me, because he's using terminology that I've never understood. And I didn't realize that this thing that he or she is teaching is so complicated. I didn't realize that I had to go and get a thesaurus just to start listening to his or her podcast. So you just want to make absolute sure that instead of trying to sound super smart, just sound relatable. Just explain the things in the language of your perfect listener. If you are speaking at a very high level with very detailed things and acronyms, you need to understand that the only person that's probably listening to that is somebody who's experienced. And you need to really identify, who is it that you're attracting? Is it somebody experienced? Is it somebody with no experience? Is it somebody in between? Now, find a way to speak to them, speak their language, speak in words, in terms that they understand, and help them get to the next level. So that's how I will end this episode. As you probably know, this is 104, right? I think this is episode 104. Episode 105 is going to be interview based. Me and somebody that are going to be just pouring into you. And I think it's Sophia Loreno. I'm excited about that episode. So I'll see you on the next episode. Okay, bye. This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.